On FM, broadcasting live from the Bancorp South studios in Fort Smith, right where you are. Well, Governor Huckabee talking about someone who works, strives, and achieves. John Taylor from Stern, Agee, and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith does that every day. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning. Let's talk about some quarterly numbers from some big companies who are working and trying to achieve better numbers. The market's kind of flat this morning before it opens. Pre-market futures for the Dow down about 2 points. Yesterday, the market was substantially down, and then there was news that maybe there was a deal on day 14. Now we face day 15 with still no deal. And, of course, what's more worrisome, 2 days away from the 17th, which is when we hit the debt ceiling limit. But let's talk about more fun things. Quarterly numbers. We're in the midst of third-quarter earnings season. Let's talk about Domino's Pizza. Now, this is a stock that if you'd have gone back and bought it at the depth of the crisis in December of 2008, you'd have bought this stock for $3.50 a share. Yesterday it was trading at $69. Can you believe that? There's money in that. There's dough in that pizza dough, I guess. This morning they report quarterly earnings, and they were pretty good, but not good enough for the street. The stock's down about $1.35 pre-market trading. As I mentioned, it was trading at an all-time high, but they report higher domestic sales, in fact, up 5.4%, and total sales internationally up 6.9%. And they made 53 cents a share, which is a pretty good number, but not quite good enough for Wall Street. Coca-Cola reporting numbers this morning, and they really had lower earnings on slightly higher earnings on lower sales. But the good news is North America volume up 2%. Pre-market, that stock's up about 40 cents, which is about 1%. It did make 53 cents a share, earnings per share, versus 50 cents a share same quarter of last year. Of course, they're the largest beverage company in the world, and they are struggling with the same thing other beverage companies are, and that's declining demand for sugary drinks. They're trying to find a way to replace those. Johnson & Johnson reporting numbers that are very strong. Their stock is up significantly this morning before the market opens, about 1.5%. They made almost $3 billion in profit. They report strong growth for prescription drugs, including new treatments for cancer and new drugs to prevent blood clots. And lastly, Citigroup, the number three bank in the country, missing estimates. And they did make $3.26 billion. That's about the same thing they made the same quarter of last year. But the troublesome part is, they had a significant drop in their bond trading activity. That's because of the activity of the Fed with all the talk about tapering. And also their mortgage refinancing activity was down substantially. That stock is down about 0.75% before the market opens this morning. And then here's something really quite interesting. On Monday, there were three American economists that were awarded the Nobel Prize. One of those is Robert Shiller, who is a professor at Yale. Sometimes we talk about the Case-Shiller Index, and let me remind you what that is. That's an index that keeps up with housing prices in the 20 largest metropolitan areas. And based upon their study, he and the other two guys, in terms of asset prices, they won the Nobel Prize. Well, he's warning that there's another bubble developing in the housing market. He says that there is a, quote, bubbly property boom is the term he used. He says the financial crisis we've been going through in the last 5 years, quote, has been one that seems to reveal our failure to understand price movements. Bubbles are created when investors fail to recognize when rising asset prices become detached from underlying fundamentals. He warns that in the Case-Shiller Index, prices are up 12% just over the last year. He also says he sees property bubbles developing in China, Brazil, India, Australia, Norway, Belgium. And he says there are many countries that are looking bubbly. One of the things he points out is that apparently we don't learn from our past mistakes. So here we go again with another bubble developing in housing prices here in the United States and other places, even though that was ground zero for what caused our crisis in 2008.
Yeah, doing the same things over and over. John, reminder, of course, John is located at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You could call him at 782-2527. John, you kind of like to get emails, too, at johntaylor@sternag.com.
Yeah, we feature questions that people send us. In fact, there will be one in this Sunday's paper. I answer questions. If our listeners have questions they want me to answer, send them to me. I'll try to answer them for you.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor at sternag.com is the address. John Taylor at sternag.com with any question you might have.